This is episode 1152. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I welcome you to just about the very last episode of our series we've been exploring this week, all about storms, overcoming your own life storms. Throughout this series, you've discovered different techniques you can use when you're feeling overwhelmed by life or when you're going through a challenge. And so you've discovered techniques to help you explore the calm after the storm. And I have played for you some storm sounds as you focus on overcoming your own life storms. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a couple things. As we head towards the end of the episode, I like to layer the different techniques you've discovered into a meditation for you. So you can take these techniques into your own meditation, and I'll share with you how to layer those techniques. So you'll layer an affirmation with a breathing technique and a mudra. How you position your hands to activate your nervous system in a particular way. And you also will discover how an herb can support you as you manage your emotional storms this week. So there is a lot going on in today's episode, so we'll get right to it. Let's start with the herb. The herb I want to share with you is called linden. It's an herb you may not be so familiar with. Linden. And linden can benefit you in many ways. This is an herb that helps to calm your mind and body when you're experiencing stress and anxiety. And it also helps you to stay focused, which can be hard to do when you are experiencing an emotional storm. And this is also an herb that helps to relieve headaches. So many times people experience headaches when they're going through uncertainty or challenges. In fact, I know people who tell me when they're experiencing an actual storm, meaning the weather is stormy outside, they get headaches. This can be from just the atmospheric pressure, and it's causing them to experience some kind of pressure. So linden is a beautiful herb for you to explore this week as you go through this meditation series to help you navigate your own storms. So now you're all set with an herb you can try. And as always, you want to make sure that this is an herb that's going to benefit you. Herbs are powerful. So check with your physician, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant or breastfeeding. Now, let's get you meditating. So settle yourself in and begin to relax your body, closing your eyes, and keep your eyes slightly elevated as they're closed. Elevate them to the point between your eyebrows. This is often referred to as your spiritual eye. And this is the point that helps you to feel uplifted. As soon as you cast your eyes downward, you can feel your mood begin to shift downward as well. So keep your eyes elevated upward. And as you get settled in your meditation, you can mentally repeat, I am free. I am free. I am free. And you'd like to hold your hands in this week's Prithvi Mudra. Go ahead and with each hand, touch the tips of your thumb and your ring finger together, and then extend the other fingers outward. This Prithvi Mudra helps you to feel psychologically stronger, and it helps you to feel connected to your true inner nature. As you hold your hands in the mudra, if you so choose to do so, keep in mind you can release the mudra at any point as you meditate. Hold it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And go ahead and notice your breath. So you're repeating, I am free. I am free mentally. And holding this Prithvi Mudra. Now let's bring in your breath. As you inhale and exhale through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and soft. Calms your body. And when your body is calm, your mind can relax. Notice your breath, allowing yourself to breathe naturally at your own pace. And then when you start to feel a nice rhythm going, you start to feel a little calmer, you can layer in your full belly breath that we did this week, where you inhale through your nose, feeling your abdomen rise upward. This oxygenates your entire body as you give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. And as you exhale, exhale through your nose, letting go of tension and feeling your abdomen sink back downward. This is a powerful breathing technique. You may do it if you do yoga or martial arts or weightlifting. It's the best way for you to breathe. Oxygenate all your body cells. Inhaling through your nose, feeling your abdomen gently rise upward. And as you get ready to release your breath through your nose, feel your abdomen sink back downward. Beautiful. Now go into your meditation. You can continue with these techniques. And when you feel calm, let go of the techniques and go into your own inner stillness. And if you'd like to be guided through full half-hour meditations, as well as have access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can do so to go a little deeper into your meditation ritual at my website, and that's at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you'll see a subscription membership site, which will soon become an app. The app is ready, it's being tested, and will soon be released. And you get a journal that goes along with each week's series. And this is a way for you to explore the weekly themes we focus on a little more deeply. You also get a guide with each week's series with all the techniques organized for you, so you don't have to remember what the breathing technique was or what the affirmation or any of the other 7 techniques I share with you each week. You can simply refer to the guide. Again, that's at sipandom.com. I'm Mary Meckley, and as you go into your meditation today, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.